This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. The issue of what clothing we wear is something basic to all of our lives. And in our sex-saturated culture, how do we encourage the women and girls around us to have a heart of modesty? In our roundtable discussion today, we have four special guests to help us unpack this topic. First, we are joined by Rachel Lee Carter and her husband, Daryl. Rachel has been a professional model for more than 20 years and has worked for clients such as CoverGirl, Tommy Hilfiger, Reebok, Perry Ellis, and many others. She is represented by top-tier modeling agencies worldwide. Rachel is also the president of Modeling Christ, a ministry addressing the issues of modesty and purity in a culture influenced by the fashion industry. We also have Alyssa Shawl and her husband, Matt. Alyssa is the founder of The Pink Lid, a weekend program specifically for teenage girls that addresses the subjects of beauty, fashion, purity, and modesty. How should we define modesty? What does modesty mean from a biblical perspective? And what are the cultural forces at play that teach immodesty?
Modesty for me is a way that I can display my integrity in the way that I dress.
And you know, the general rule emphasizes that both behavior and dress must express submission to and respect for Jesus Christ.
Proverbs 11:22, it says, like a gold ring in a pig's snout, so is a beautiful woman who lacks good taste.
We live in a sex-saturated culture. We live in an entertainment culture, and so the people that entertain us, they have really become our modern-day gods.
And, you know, some women will use their beauty almost to seduce, to lure, to hold false powers over others.
You know, they want to be desired, and so, and especially in the world, they see, hey, one of the quickest ways to get attention is to have that sex appeal.
All right, well, Rachel, can you give us a working definition of modesty? What do you mean when you speak about modesty? How have you arrived at your definition of modesty?
Well, I think a lot of times when you say modesty in a crowd of people, a lot of people conjure up different ideas of what that means because we know of cultural modesty, which would, you know, indicate a sari or a burqa or something like that that you would see in the Middle East. And, of course, that's modesty for their definition. And then, you know, when you say modesty to an older generation, that might bring an image of a petticoat and bonnet, you know, to their mind. So when you say that in today's day and time, you don't know what kind of image it, you know, goes into the heart and mind of the listener. So what I came up with was modesty for me is a way that I can display my integrity in the way that I dress. And I think that surpasses all time from past, present, and what we would be wearing in the future is that basically anything that we wear is a way for us to be able to display our inner heart and our integrity in our wardrobe.
Okay, great. That's a really good definition. Others, would you add anything to Rachel's definition or further clarify it at all? It was that good, huh? Yeah.
No, I think that hits it right on the head. I mean, that's what I would say too. Just displays, you know, who you are. And a lot of times when I'm talking with girls about modesty, is I let them know, you know, you want what's inside your heart to come out by the way you dress. You don't want that to be conflicting. That's so true. It really is displaying what our inward person is and our outward person. I really like that.
It kind of unites in a way both the internal dynamic of modesty, which is having a heart of integrity, but at the same time putting it in very practical terms that it has to come out
exactly in
the way we dress. It has to come out in what we wear and how we carry ourselves. And to kind of spin off on this topic here, Daryl, I thought maybe you would be really good to answer this question. When the New Testament authors address the subject of women being modest, whether that's in 1 Timothy 2 or 1 Peter 3, what words or what descriptions would they give to what modesty is, and what are some of the reasons they give for the importance of modesty?
Sure. Well, they use words like decency, unfading beauty, propriety, and when you look at the definition of propriety, it's a regard for all spiritual things. You know, things like a woman's testimony. Really, he's teaching women to regard themselves and dress themselves with decency in honor of the Lord and their spiritual witness. And she, you know, the reality is she can't do that when she's dressed immodestly. And, you know, the general rule emphasizes that both behavior and dress must express submission to and respect for Jesus Christ.
Okay, and so modesty would involve not just how we dress, but our behavior, how we carry ourselves, our general demeanor. Would that be included in the definition of modesty?
Absolutely, all of our actions, whether it be the way we dress, the way we act, the way we speak, you know, basically, all eyes are on you. How do you live your life totally and completely?
Yeah, and so the reasons they give for modesty then is related more to an allegiance to Christ as being the primary motivator behind why we're meant to dress modestly. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, others, would you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think that's so true. I mean, in Proverbs 11:22, it says, "Like a gold ring in a pig's snout, so is a beautiful woman who lacks good taste." And, you know, some women will use their beauty almost to seduce, to lure, to hold false powers over others, when that's not what we're supposed to use our beauty for and our modesty for, you know. And so I think it's what he's talking about is so true. It's like our modesty comes from our mouth, too. I mean, it comes from our every single action and everything that we do. And so a lot of, you know, people don't do that. Everything that, you know, they could be having it all going on the outside, but when they open their mouth, you know, bad things come out. So it's the whole package is the modesty.
Okay.
I agree. And I was just going to say, you know, just piggybacking on what Alyssa said, it's so true that a girl can be dressed modestly because her parents make her dress that way. But maybe when she's out from their protection and she's out and, you know, with other people, some of the things that she's saying or the flirtatious attitude that she might have or the way that she's shaking her body or moving her body, you know, can definitely be a total hindrance, even if she's dressed modestly.
And, you know, it's interesting because I was talking about this with a friend of mine about this issue of modesty. And we hear these commands in the scripture to be modest. And often we try to teach our young girls that they need to be modest. And we connect it to allegiance to Christ. But there's often a resistance that is seen, I mean, even among, I mean, maybe say especially among women in the church to this issue of modesty. There's probably a lot of factors at play as to why there's resistance to it. But Alyssa, I know you travel and you speak to young ladies about this subject of modesty all the time. What resistance do you hear from them about this subject?
Yeah, I think there's two parts to this. First, a lot of girls aren't resistant, especially girls that I talk to in the
sure.
church. At first, you know, when I start talking about it, you know, I get them to laugh. I'm not so much don't do this, do this. I more go about it in the way of honor God with your body. And so how can you honor God with your body? Go about it as, girls, if your heart is for God, if you have a relationship with God, if you want to honor him, then we need to do that with our outward body. And so that's what I deal with the girls with, and they're very, very open to what I have to say. But then on the other side, if their hearts aren't wanting to do that, if their hearts aren't, hey, you know, I don't care about this, then they don't even care what I say. What I say to them doesn't even matter because it has no, you know, play in their life. And so that's what I really see is it's not so much like the girls that have a pure heart that really want to honor God, they jump on board right away and they're getting rid of their bad clothes and all that stuff. But the girls that maybe don't have that pure heart, that don't really want to serve God with everything in them, then those are the girls that I find that have a resistance to this. And I think that media and culture kind of plays a big role in it too, because constantly being thrown at them every day, I mean, you turn the TV on, you turn the internet on, anything, and it's constantly bombarded with these images. And so that becomes normal to them, and they think that's how I need to be cool. And so they get that image in their mind. But so I just come about it and say, hey, girls, we need to honor God. We need to not look at what society is telling us what we should dress like, but we need to see what the Lord has to say about this. So that's kind of how I go about it. I deal with it as a heart issue and not so much of an outward issue. So once you get their heart, I feel like you can really deal with them on it.
Okay, so it's something of a heart issue. So it's not just about trying to hold up an outward standard saying, here's the rule, meet this standard. But you're trying to
drive...
Yeah,
but they're not going to want to meet
right.
it. Yeah, they're not going to start interrupting. They're not going to want to meet it if they have no need to follow God. They're not going to care about modesty. They'll have no... You know, they don't even care about it.
Sure. And you understand, you're saying there that there's this kind of this big cultural pull here that young ladies, one of the things they don't like about modesty or the concept behind modesty is that you think they won't look cool, they won't be cool or something like that. I mean, this is kind of an open question to anybody. What reasons or even internal motivators have you seen that downplay the importance of modesty in our culture?
Yeah, Luke, if I could chime in here real quick. I think this culture plays a huge role in this modesty thing, and we live in a sex-saturated culture. We live in an entertainment culture, and so the people that entertain us, they have really become our modern-day gods. I was reading an article recently, and they said that, you know, the polytheism has not gone anywhere. It's just changed names. And I really thought that's kind of true. It's like instead of worshiping, you know, these Roman or Greek gods, we just worship people that, you know, entertain us and kind of bring us this pleasure. And so I think the sex appeal plays strongly into that. And I think there's an innate desire in women. I think it's God-given to be desired, to be beautiful, and to be cherished. And I think what the enemy's done is really perverted a lot of that. And so women, I think, you know, they want to be desired. And so, and especially in the world, they see, hey, one of the quickest ways to get attention is to have that sex appeal. And so, you know, we want to have that. I want to be cherished. And so I think there's a natural side to this, and then there's a spiritual side to this, where they want to be desired, and I think a quick way to get it is sex appeal. And, you know, in guys, speaking from a guy's standpoint, I mean, you know, men, especially in the world, we're not helping that. And so just everybody being a sex-saturated culture, it really fights against that. And I think even young ladies and young men in the church, they want to be desired, they want to be cool, they don't want to be out. And so I think a lot of resistance stems from just kind of fighting that grain and then that innate desire inside of us.
I see the same thing. I think it's true. You know, women definitely desire that attention. And what we found is that the quickest way to get it is by dressing immodestly. And so, yeah, we do get attention. The problem is it's the wrong kind of attention. And when you are looking to date, when you are, or you're dating, or you're looking, you know, to get married someday, and especially when you're talking to that age group of girls and they're getting that attention, the problem is they're fishing for the wrong guys. They're going to get the attention, but not from the kind of guy you want to take home to mama.
You've been listening to our discussion with Daryl and Rachel Carter and Matt and Alyssa Shull. Tomorrow we continue this topic, talking about how love for one another motivates modesty. To hear more of our podcasts, find Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog. For you.